The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Donuts Make My Brown Eyes Blue. That was a Crystal Gayle song originally. And before that, we had Burt Kempfert with Bye Bye Blues, starting off the program, which just makes sense. I mean, you know, we said goodbye to the last show, and now this show is on, so that there you go. At least that's my logic. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for another week. Good to be with you. It's time to talk about the holidays. By the way, you have roughly 3 weeks for Valentine's Day to shop for chocolates and roses and so on. You have 7.5 weeks to get your green beer for St. Patrick's Day, 10 weeks for Easter, 17 weeks until Memorial Day, 23 weeks till the 4th of July, 32 weeks until Labor Day, 40 weeks until Halloween, 44 weeks until Thanksgiving, and about 48 weeks to get your Christmas shopping done. So you better get on with it here pretty soon. But talking about the holidays that you didn't know about, that you need to celebrate, that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, let's see, where are they here? Starting with January 23rd, it's National Handwriting Day, celebrating cursive, print, and the lost art of writing by hand. I can't do it myself, but that's okay. It's also National Pi Day, the winter edition, because pi deserves more than one day per year. So there you go. One of many, I guess. It's also Measure Your Feet Day, so a reminder to that shoe sizes can change, even if we pretend they don't, especially when you're a child. But they can after you grow up, too. Your feet can shrink. January 24th is National Peanut Butter Day. That is one of my favorite days because I like peanut butter, crunchy or smooth. It belongs to the jar of peanut butter. Get that out in a jiff here. Let's see. It's also Compliment Day, an easy excuse to say something nice and actually mean it. It's also Global Belly Laugh Day. Widely observed in the U.S., we need more of it. I think this should have a multiple occasional day, you know, per year. Let's see. January 25th is National Florida Day because Florida, I mean, why not? I mean, celebrating the Sunshine State and its glorious weirdness. Opposite day, yes means no. No means yes. Right means left, and left means right, I guess. I don't know. It's also National Irish Coffee Day because it's a cozy winter classic. Why not? Let's see. January 26th is National Spouses Day, a day to appreciate the person who puts up with you the most. So you have your Spouses Day, you have Valentine's Day, you have Sweeties Day, or whatever it's called. You also have National Green Juice Day, so enjoy a healthy sip of something disgustingly green. Even though it's good for you, yes. It probably tastes good, too. It just doesn't look good. Clashing Clothes Day. I hated these days in high school because I never really made it that far in terms of clashing. I always ended up looking very matchy-matchy, actually. January 27th is Chocolate Cake Day. You know what to do there. It's also National Geographic Day, celebrating exploration, science, and storytelling about our world. It's Punch the Clock Day, and I don't mean punch your grandfather clock. I mean, take your time card into work and punch it in when you arrive. People don't do that anymore, but they used to. January 28th is National Daisy Day, brightening winter with thoughts of flowers and spring. It's also National Kazoo Day, so celebrate with your instrument there. And Data Privacy Day, protect your passwords and digital life. And finally, January 29th is National Puzzle Day, jigsaw, crossword, or otherwise. National Corn Chip Day, I think you know what to do for that. And Seeing Eye Dog Day, honoring guide dogs and the independence they provide. So those are the holidays you needed to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you might as well because they're there to be celebrated. Here is Frank Chaxfield in Summer the First Time on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. We'll be right back.
Relaxing and easy. The day the river freezes is the day it won't seem fair, 'cause they'll come to get the river lady, and I don't think they'll care. I know they'll scrape her paint off in their same old foolish ways. Now the people see the river, but the old ship's gone away. Water turns cold and gets to freeze, and before you even know it, the old girl's easing away from her berth, round by the point and out of our view. Off in the mist, her engine's pounding, back on the bank, that old horn sounding. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. I know I will remember when I cannot hear that horn that would roll up by the mountains as she took us through the storm. I know they've got to take her, but I can't say I approve, 'cause she's won so many battles that I hate to see her lose. Water turns cold and gets to freezing, before you even know it, the old girl's easing away from her berth, round by the point and out of our view. Up in the mist, her engine's pounding, back on the banks, that old horn sounding. A little goodbye, little I'll do what I must do. A little goodbye, little I'll do what I must do. Water turns cold and gets to freezing, before you even know it, the old girl's easing away from her berth, round by the point and out of our view. Off in the mist, her engine's pounding, back on the banks, that old horn sounding. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. Water turns cold and gets to freezing, before you even know it, the old girl's easing away from her berth, round by the point.
phantom doubt of our view. Off in the mist, her engines pounding, back on the banks, that old horn sounding. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. A little goodbye, and I'll do what I must do. Water turns cold and gets to freezing. Before you even know it, the old girl's easing away from her.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy. relaxing and easy with Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass there with Whipped Cream. Harold Winkler in there with I'm Leaving It All Up to You, Roger Whittaker and River Lady. George Benson did Soulful Strut, and Frank Chexfield started that set off with Summer the First Time. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT in Pittsburgh. Here's Lex de Azevedo and Moonshadow.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh.
next day Acevedo on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with My Guy, the Mary Wells tune from the 1960s. Buddy Morrow, before that, Give Me a Little Sign. Brenton Woods did that originally. And the Odd Couple theme by Jerry Toff was done in there on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And it is now time for Eric to learn how to speak. I am Eric O'Brien in Dateline, San Diego, California. It's one of those overdue library books again, but this book must have taken the scenic route. Finally came back home. Library staff at the San Diego County Library said the paperback was returned nearly 46 years late, and dating back to the late 1970s with only a dusty bookmark to show for its travels. The overdue book sparked chuckles among patrons who joked the book must have been subscribing to snail mail. Officials waived fines, noting that computing interest on 46 years of late fees might bankrupt the city. No explanation was offered for the long disappearance, but the borrowers could not be reached for comment. Some librarians suggested that they're ready for the next deep time return, a Mesopotamian tablet. The library plans to display the returned book as a quirky reminder to check under your couch cushions. And if your couch has survived that long, that's amazing. Down the road in Pasadena, a giant animatronic seahorse built by the UPS store franchise there has earned the Guinness World Record for the largest nautical-themed float in this year's Rose Parade, the 2026 Rose Parade, that is. Organizers said the mechanized sea creature featured long moving fins and LED eyes that rivaled some of small submarines. Yeah. The record-setting seahorse was the centerpiece of a float that also reportedly played ocean sounds, delighting some and confusing others who thought they were at a parade, not an aquarium. Parade officials said judges paused mid-March to measure every scale and spinner. Each engineers then spent weeks calibrating the hydraulics so the seahorse would not nod off during the parade. UPS store representative said next year's float might feature a record-breaking steam-powered narwhal. Enthusiasts on social media called it the best thing they've ever seen come out of a packing peanut. Yes, indeed. And finally, Ogmore by Sea Wales. That's what it says here. I've never heard of that town. Mystery shrouds the discovery of hundreds of Victorian-style shoes washed up on a Welsh beach, leaving historians and fashionistas scratching their heads. Officials at an educational center told the odd assemblage ranged from dainty leather boots to ornate lace-up numbers. Local historians are speculating everything from a time traveler's lost luggage to a very elaborate social experiment. Scientists say the tide currents could have swept the footwear from a shipwreck, but admit the style consistency is baffling. Residents have been urged not to wear shoes unless they're confident in their seafaring skills. Meanwhile, several local cobblers are offering discounts to anyone bold enough to attempt walking in them. The town hopes the mystery will boost winter tourism. That's interesting right then and there. Where could that have come from? You're going to say somebody's foot, right? Yeah, Here's Ronnie Aldridge, My Cherie Amour. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Maybe it was her boot.
relaxing and easy, has a website where you can make requests or inquiries about the music we play. Set your browser to pbrtv.com/SRE and interact with us.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And Easy. That's Paul Marriott with One on One, the Hall & Oates Better Than Hall & Ankles tune from the 1970s. Pat Valentino before that and the Captain of Her Heart. New Society, an interesting group to speak of, I guess. We have so little time. Frank Chaxfield, Looking for Space, and Ronnie Aldridge started that set with My Cherie Amour. And speaking of having so little time, here's Sonny James. And Eres Tú on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. Steve Allen takes us up to the top of the hour with the Gravy Waltz. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, won't you?
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.